Lords. This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, so that topic is going to be one to be had this afternoon. I'm looking for Yomi Oshibajo. Well, not the vice president, the caller that called me last week. I can't believe how desperate I want you. Someone sent me a message yesterday saying, Joyce, you've been using romantic terms for this caller. I'm desperate. It's a desperate situation. Okay, I want to submit something to public hearing, and I would allow public to interrogate it. So remember, we're venturing into Ifa divination and mathematics. But first, last week, while I was discussing with a guest on the show, Tunde Adebola, who's a scientist and culturalist, a caller said that I don't know it was much of something that I said as much as it is something in me that he thinks is not founded in objective reality. And that would probably be my persuasion. He thinks my persuasion is not founded in reality. And I did mention, was it yesterday or 2 days ago? Goodness, I'm thinking now that my note is long, but I would try. So let's begin. I did say day before yesterday that you asked the wrong question. One, there's a spectrum of lights you can't see with your physical eyes. So it would mean that there is a dimension to light that is not objective. So that's one. And you can check that out in science. So if I had a gun in my hand and I pulled a trigger, you would see the gun release a bullet and then you would hear a noise. But if you were blind, you couldn't see the gun, but you could hear the sound. So it's as though you can hear sound even without vision. It means that there are elements of human perceptions that can inform you in if, for example, you lost the ability of one other perception. It means that what we have by way of nose, touch, taste, smell, your five senses are receptors, therefore perceiving. And then one would ask, is perception reality? Well, I leave that to you to determine whether you think perception is reality. And then if, for example, you said you were afraid, how do I know you were afraid? Because there's no objective proof of fear. There is, for example, what scientists are doing today, which is use machines to determine the brain movement when a person is frightened. Yeah, and then they tell you that they represent their finding as some proof. But fear has no objective proof because it's immaterial. And fear tampers with your emotion affects your action. So it means that largely a fundamental part of human existence, which is objective, is not objectively proven. So If you said you were scared of bats, for example, I would have to observe you to see how you react to determine that you were afraid. Because it's about the only way I can prove it, to observe you. And what is science? Science is observing culture. Science eating some of the things we see today in technology. But the history of the world, science did not create. Science observed and, you know, wrote books about it, taught in schools about it. So what science is observatory. It's findings based on observation. Good. So we have no objective proof for joy, peace, belief, faith. And so if you ask me, what is the objective proof of my faith? Well, there are two different lobes. Objective reality and the faith construct are two different realities. Therefore, the laws are different. So the laws that apply in objective reality would have to be inverted for spiritual reality. So if you read Aleister Crowley's, that's the book of the Bible, the laws in the book of the Bible are inverted to the laws in the Bible. So pardon me, the devil's Bible, the laws in the devil's Bible are inverted. So they're just practically opposite to what you have in your biblical historical documentation, the one you call the Bible, the one we call the Bible. All right, great. So I have said something. Please note it because I want you to interrogate it, all right? So I have said that much of the So the human brain is bifurcated. One part is for material interaction. The other, the right side, is for immaterial. So the right side, you have creativity, imagination. The left side, you have things that inform physical movements like motor and numbers. You can check that up on the internet. So I'm trying to separate, even in objective reality, things with physical proof and things without physical proof, even in objective reality, which is base reality. All right, let me move through this one real quick. So I did say that you asked the wrong question, and what I mean by that is, in objective reality, as was stated in the book The Devil's Bible by Aleister Crowley. So Aleister Crowley puts it this way. He says, faith is a stupid thing because I show you proof. In objective reality, seeing is believing. So objective reality, for example, is rooted in Aleister Crowley's book of The Devil's Bible. It is seeing is believing, and according to Aleister Crowley, faith is a stupid thing. Good. In the Bible, the law is inverted. The just shall live by faith, and faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The laws are inverted. So another good example is when the sons of God came down from heaven, it was recorded as a fall. When Christ goes from earth to heaven, it's recorded as glory. The laws are inverted. So you fall, Lucifer fell, Christ ascends to glory. So the laws are inverted. So the law that will apply to objective reality will not apply to faith. Okay, let's go. Shoyinka Odunuga, call me. I'm looking for that man because I think you want to say something and I want to hear it. But given that you've not called me, I want you to know that I've missed you. All right. So I want to go to something else fundamental. I think I have to go here real quick because it's necessary. Objective world. The scientists would have to use something fundamental in human philosophy as a testimony. So, for example, Einstein will observe science and then put a testament, like he will write a book. So you go to science school and you would read what Einstein said. So Einstein is a... Einstein observed science and puts out a book, which we can regard as his testimony of what he has observed of time, space, blah, matter. It means, therefore, we have to expand the logic behind testimony in the world of philosophy. So testimony is a factual piece of evidence in science and in faith. It means that testimony can be either in objective reality or in subjective reality. So if you said, for example, that you were hungry. No, let's see. If you said, you've said to me you were happy, then I would have to observe you, as is what science would have to do many times when they're trying to understand the world, is to observe the planetary movements and how the stars affect human. Well, that's even in astrology, but you know, but science would have to observe that and then reduce the knowledge in, for example, astronomy, astrology, into what you would not have as physics, chemistry, biology, all the subscience and their groups. All right, so Einstein writes in words to testify, so it's a document. He uses a language. Yep. The gentleman who called me, except you have discovered something, and even if you have discovered something, your life is based on the testament or the testimonials of others. So you're living all of your life's philosophy on what you studied at school, what you were told, social construct, meaning that you could not even deny that you were not on the testimony of someone else. It's what was said, documented, told, passed down that you're living on. Whether it's your culture, your religion, anything. You're living on testimony. I'm going somewhere with this, please. And so is faith. If I say to you that I believe in the Christ of the cross, the Son of the living God, you would take my testimony, so that my faith is in my testimony. And as would do science, you would have to observe me or observe my faith or the patterns of faith or the influence of faith on a human consciousness to know what is the effects of light and darkness. So when I say your question is wrong, I mean exactly that, because the rules are different and inverted. They're not the same. So let's quickly go here. Science has to... Okay, I've told you this one already. Einstein is a witness, as I am. The only difference you might think Einstein is greater than I am is because Einstein's been much more propagated than I have been. If I had to choose between Einstein and Leonardo da Vinci, or no, if I had to choose between Einstein and Galileo, that guy's name is a tongue twister. Yeah, I would choose Galileo. I wouldn't choose Einstein. Einstein is the propagation of Western culture. If I had to choose, I would choose the latter. I'll choose the Italian. Galileo. And both of them are observers. Both of them are observers. They're not... I mean, they've created some things, but largely what you would see that they have done is to observe and by observation create, which is a function of the Logos. So we're going to go to the Logos in a moment. Logos, L-O-G-O, the Word made flesh. Hold on a second. Let's quickly go to mathematics. I'm so sorry. My note's so long. I'm having to... Let me compress it. Mathematics. Mathematics is a science. It's an objective reality, but it's not... But what it's not is... It's not the beginning of anything. Math in itself is subjective. So, for example, if we were to give... figure, if we were to give mathematics language, it would be that math is used to draw something out of abstraction. You use mathematics to draw something out of abstraction. So if you were going to build a house, you would have to first imagine it and then use mathematics to give it dimension, because what you do from drawing out of abstraction into objective reality is that you're trying to hold something from eternal in time, so you have to give it form. You have to, for you to give anything form, then you have to use figuring, you have to use a numerical representation to hold it still. So that's what you do when you write a song. But even music in itself can be represented mathematically. What music is something that we try to hold from an immaterial realm. It is not material. Thank you. Galileo Galilei, thank you very much. You're your mother's son. Galileo Galilei, yes, if I had to choose between Einstein and Galileo, Galileo is superior. But Einstein is Western culture. Welcome to the world. So basically, from Pythagoras to your mathematics generally, I don't even think there's any form of mathematics that is not trying to represent something outside of objective reality. Everything in human reality is put this way. If you check the Hebrew word, tohu vabohu, it is said that out of chaos comes order, that order was drawn out of chaos. It is the perfect example of what Genesis records when it says, in the beginning was the Word was God, and the Word was without God. If you read the Hebrew tohu vabohu, and I have that on screenshot here, let me just quickly share that with you. No. By the way, you can read Tohu Vabohu, but it's also another document I'd love for you to read. It is... Come on, child. So it's not English, and I'll try to spell that if I have to. Sefer Yetzirah. Sefer Yetzirah draws the important conclusion that subjective good and evil, for example, have no real existence. For since everything in nature can exist only by means of its contrast, a thing may be called good or evil according to its influence over man by the natural cause of the contrast. So that another way to put that would be, you It has to be rooted somewhere. So evil, if I were evil, for example, it would be that evil is something outside of me that exercises dominance or influence above me. As the Greeks would say, that the gods, the humans are the plaything of the gods, so that the gods are what they are, and what humans are the playthings of the god. And so in Sefer Yetzirah, it further, well, it's an old book. I think it's 7th century, I'm not sure. Let me not give you a wrong one. But it's just that old. It's old enough to be worthy of reference. A testament documented, the same way Einstein is documented. It's a testament documented. And I make a case for the fact that for a person to be a witness to something is fundamental in objective reality and in immaterial experience. A witness is necessary. Christ is equally regarded as a witness. And so objective reality, for example, is bound by space, time, and matter, while faith, if a person would say, I have faith in something, would be boundless, because you would have to exist outside of immaterial realm to be able to measure the length, width, or depths of the immaterial world. We can measure reality. If you have a question, ask a question, please. If you have a question, ask a question. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Is that not Genesis? Is that wrong? Is that wrong? Someone is saying he's confused. What are you confused about? Just follow it. If you need me to repeat something, I have it on notes so I can easily repeat it, okay? Okay, good. So I'm going to go to, I've told you about mathematics, architecture, music, and the fact that because the laws are inverted, a person would have to be a testament to faith to be able to give an account of what they have experienced, so that even in objective reality, the things that we cannot prove by objective, or say prove by a laboratory test, can hold evidence in a person's testimony. So if a person says, well, I believe in God and that is my testimony, it is evidence equal to what you would have from a scientific lab. It is, as I have told you, the roots of what is regarded as seen to believe is an inverted law when we compare that to faith as a substance of things hoped for, the evidence not sin. And here I submit to you that my faith, even though can be represented in objective reality, you would have to, one, study it, two, understand it to be able to understand why there isn't any scientific laboratory representation of faith, the same way there is no laboratory representation of love. If I say that I love you, you would have to take my testimony and then observe me for the act to prove that what I say is what I do. But even you yourself would need knowledge of love to agree or disagree that my claim is true. You asked the wrong question. Welcome to the Lords of Logic. And so if you have any questions, you can ask me. If you want to disagree, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. We will begin with your faith has no... Sharon, how did you say that thing last week? I think that's how you said it. Your faith has no proof in objective reality. Oh, good. Then we're going to quickly go off on a break. And when we come back, yes, bear with me, the Lords on the Lords of Logic. We're off on a break when we come back. Lords, we got work to do.
Where are the Lords? This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Oh, thank you very much. Someone drew my attention to it. It's actually John 1:1. The beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. All right, great. So in Sefer Yetzirah, it speaks about the creation of the world. And in chapter 1, it says, and I quote, wisdom did Jah, the Lord of hosts, engrave his name, God of the armies of Israel, ever living God, merciful, gracious, sublime, dwelling on high, who inhabited inhabiteth eternity, he created this universe by three sephirim, number, writing, and speech. And that is chapter one in Sefer Yetzirah. And the logos in philosophy is regarded in Greek thought, which refers to a universal divine reason that is immanent in nature, yet transcending all oppositions and imperfections in the cosmos and in humanity. The cosmos and humanity, an eternal and unchanging truth present from time of generation, available to every individual who exists. The logos, according to historical documentation, suggests that the word emerged not just out of chaos, but out of word. I remember Tunde Adigbola was trying to explain to me what language is in Yoruba. And so what is a language in Yoruba? So he says that the meaning of the word language in Yoruba means to bind. And so if that is a typology of the logos, it means that even God himself with word bound the world. And so that is an expression of the things you wouldn't find in scientific representation, but does exist. Because, for example, even in your own language, your language is a typology of what exists, not just in philosophy, but in truth. So on the Lords of Logic, let's talk. Welcome to the show. Sorry, I lost you. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Hello.
Hello.
The volume of your radio set, please.
Yeah, okay. So can I talk a little bit concerning the your very first presentation, talking about... Was it divination? Ifa something.
Ifa divination, please. Yes, you can go ahead. It's part of the conversation.
Can I talk about that?
Yes, you can, please. Yes, it's part of the conversation.
Okay. You tried to post that it was all about mathematical probability.
Let me help you. So I do not know the culture nor the practice. Curiosity leads me to science, history, culture, physics, philosophy, right? And so I hear that in Ifa as a philosophy and culture is embedded mathematics, right? And other aspects of human science. And I said, as one who is seemingly naive, I was studying probability and realized that fundamentally Ifa is probability mathematically. But I could change my mind. Hold on a second. I mean, that's why it's a conversation, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want me to not think for myself. You just
Go ahead.
So yeah. I started I was reading about probability and realized that Ifa appears to be fundamentally probability, but I could change my mind if I could be pointed in other directions, and so that's why you called.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I called.
Go ahead, please.
All right. I do not practice traditional religion. No, I don't. Okay, but I do know that there's a whole lot of similarity between what we call divination in the traditional religion and what the Christians would call word of knowledge. Word of knowledge, not prophecy. Word of knowledge, and word of knowledge is one of the giftings of the Holy Spirit, and that makes somebody have the capacity to hear from the extraterrestrial. Okay, so in divination, basically in reality, we do know that there are the positive vibrations and the negative vibrations. We call it positive spirits or good spirits, and then we have the bad spirits. Okay, and so what happens is that when there's a communication between the human and spirit beings, it is called divination, depending on who or what you are consulting. Okay, and so what happens is that for those who go into divination, call it Ifa, call it whatever name, whatever, you know, name you call it, they are able to extract information from the spirit realm and make use of it in the physical realm.
Okay, pardon me, I want to quickly interject, and that's just not to, that's not to interrupt your thinking. So someone last week called and said that my faith has no basis in objective reality. Does it mean, what would be an objective representation of what you have just said in human reality?
Okay, let me talk about your faith. When you have faith, when you exercise faith, okay, what you are doing is that you're making use, you're applying a little bit of momentum. You're applying momentum to a belief system, okay? You believe in God and what He is capable of doing, being the God, the Almighty God, the Creator of the universe. And so that belief system you have in Him, and that fueled by your training or your exposure, you know,
exposure in what sense?
Well, your exposure, well, call it religion, call it what have you, okay, you know, ends up being called faith. So faith is the expression of the trust and belief system that you have in the supernatural.
Based on exposure, I would like to disagree. That's because I want to present you a possibility that you might not be considering, which is exposure. Yes, you are correct with that. But there is what the human spirit bears witness to.
Yes. Yes.
No, you're not gonna minimize that, because that's true.
No, I understand. You see, when I was trying to strike a comparison between divination and word of knowledge, okay, I would always tell you that it's a communication between the human being and the spirit being, okay, and so faith is having confidence that the spirit being, the power and the efficacy of the powers of the spirit being having effect on the third realm, on the physical realm, okay? And that's affecting us as humans, okay? And so I'll give you an example right now. I'm married to my wife. That's like repeating myself. I'm married to a woman, to a lady that... we've been married for more than 40 years right now, and I do recall that in our younger years, my wife had the capacity or the ability to see vision. Okay, you know, when you talk about visions, you what comes first in mind is, oh, when you be sleeping and some dream will come and all that. My wife had extra. She could be awake, and in a split second, there'll be a message dropped, you know, into her spirit. And
so you agree that the human spirit is a fundamental tool used in the transmutation or transference of knowledge from the divine?
Yes, of course.
Good. So that's established. Then let's get back to Ifa. Pardon me, I have to move you a little quicker because of time.
Okay. So what I'm saying in effect is that when people, the essence or what the church does not push out or does not encourage people to do is self-development.
Oh, no, don't worry about the church. Pardon me. I'm so sorry. They're not even the conversation. We're talking Ifa, divination, and mathematics. So I believe Ifa fundamentally is probability, because that's how they program robots today. So you tell me something about that.
Okay, so what the Ifa diviners do is that they tap information from the spirit realm and translate it or activate it on the physical realm. Okay? Whether you want to believe it or not, these things are real.
So besides probability, mathematically, I believe that Ifa at its core is probability, the way we see it in mathematics. So are you saying that there is more? Is there something else I'm missing? Because you said that you could tell me something to cause me to change my mind, that it's beyond probability.
I'm a maths major. I'm maths major when I was growing up. Okay. And when you use the word probability, okay, we did probability in what was it again? Forgotten.
That's
but
okay.
when you use the word probability, you know, the in the real definition of it, it's something that that is neither here nor there. It could be. It could not be. But I'm saying it's not probability. If our divination is not probability,
is
it's
certainty?
Reality.
No. If it's not probability, then it's certainty.
Yeah, it's certainty. Yes.
So if our divination is certainty.
Yes.
Okay. But are there any? Okay.
Watch this now. Watch this now. Don't cage me in.
Oh,
I've never consulted an Ifa diviner.
I didn't assume that.
No, I have never. No, all I'm saying is I'm coming from the Christian perspective.
No, leave Christians. Let's talk about the mathematical part. That's where we are. I said, you called me because you heard me say that Ifa fundamentally is probability the same way mathematics is set up when we consider probability in math. You said that there is more to it. So I guess you're saying that the spiritual aspect to it is one of it.
Yes.
Including...
There's a lot more to it.
Are you going to unseat my statement that Ifa fundamentally is probability?
No, it's not probability.
Okay.
There's a lot of certainty in it. Unless, of course, that the person who is delivering the message decides to taint it.
There is an element of certainty in probability, because what probabilities are is, say, for example, mathematically, you throw a coin, you say, what's a probability that you get heads?
Mm-hmm.
And so you might say it's a 50% chance. So that's a level of certainty. No, but that's probability in mathematics now.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
So that's a form of certainty. And I am persuaded that that's what it is in layman language for me. So you have drawn the spiritual into it. So I'm going to say thank you, except you want to add something else to it.
No, that's about all.
Okay,
that's
so spirituality, enough. You're not going to debate me on the probability part? You say certainty, so you disagree.
When you talk about probability, you're talking about the physical.
Ifa is physical now.
Which is very limited.
Yeah, but Ifa is limited, isn't it?
No, Ifa is not limited. Ifa is a spiritual activity. You know, it's a consultation. The human consulting the spiritual.
Ifa is a medium.
It's like a medium.
Good.
It's like a medium. That's the right word. It's like a medium. It's like the spirit. It's like, you know, everything that happens in the physical is controlled, first happened in the spiritual. The spiritual controls the physical.
Okay, good. So you and I are almost not in agreement, and that's fine. Shegun from last week needs to call me back. So I take your point. Ifa is certainty, and then it is spiritual. It's a medium for the spiritual. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it.
Okay, then. Thanks so much.
Dio, call me. Hello, welcome to Sorry I Lost Your Make It Back. Welcome to the Lords of Logic. So the conversation is beginning from last week's interruption during the show. The volume of your radio set.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Turn off the volume of your radio set.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Turn off the volume of your radio set.
Joe. Can you hear me, please?
Yes, I can.
How is everything?
Good, thank you. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
Ezekiel is my name. It's been a long time.
Oh, nice. Good to have you.
Joyce, let me drop this with you. And for all our sundry, Ifa is not certainty. And I'll back up my points.
Real quick.
It is what the maker of heaven and earth had released that the medium can grab as information to disseminate to an individual. There is a God in heaven that rules in the affairs of men.
That's not the contention. Ifa is the gist. Okay.
Yes. But I'm trying to, I will not say correct an impression, because we are entitled to our opinions, but I'm being driven to say this based on my own
persuasion.
Knowledge about earth and heaven, that Ifa is not certainty.
It's probability.
It's probability.
There we go. Okay, this is
and
crazy.
That is because it is what is given that it can disseminate. If God does not release an information about a particular being, it can never be disseminated. That is why sometimes when they go for consultation or to go and consult, you always get a response from the person who is trying to cast it, say that Ifa haven't spoken anything yet. Yes.
Okay. Are you a culturalist? Do you practice the culture?
I don't practice culture, but
you steward. Oh, fantastic. Okay, good. So you have a certain level of knowledge then.
So that is why if you look at the technology today, it's been driven by Ifa.
Yeah, I would not disagree. In fact, I would say that technology today is being programmed by what we here in Africa would reference as an extract from Ifa.
Exactly. That is why God made it to be like that.
Okay.
Because there are people on earth that he has given power to.
All right. Okay, so thank you. You are saying that defies probability, so someone else might disagree. Thank you very 100%. Much for calling. I do appreciate. Okay, so there was an Igbo man that called last week saying that his father was a custodian, you know. And I'm not sure if there's anyone else in his family, but he said that his father told them never to involve themselves in the practice of that divination. So I want to know from your perspective, please, if you're with us, to call into the show and tell us whether you have any understanding from the point of your father, or maybe from your own personal experience, how that worked in your home or in the culture in Igboland, and whether there's something you can tell us about that. And Bayo, call me. Bayo from last week. The Lords of Logic, welcome to Nigeria Info. What's your name?
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Yes, welcome. Good afternoon to you.
My name is Mazude. Just, I want to tell you something about Ifa and Afa and the Afa.
Oh, Afa.
None of them.
Okay, good.
Afa. None of them works now. Exactly. There is no exact nature in any book. Anything that works now is Afa. His name. We're going to prioritize our name to get things right.
No, that's not the contention. Can you tell us anything about culture that you know? That has mathematical implications.
Every culture has transferred to names of humanity.
No, I don't. No. You do this thing every time. No, not the name. Is there anything in culture that has an element of science in it?
There's nothing like that anymore.
Uh-oh.
Everything is humanity right now. If you are sorry to tell you this, if you are Uzodinma, you need to prakarize Uzodinma to get things right.
But that's not the topic,
If you are Soludo, you need to prakarize Soludo to get things right.
But that's not the topic.
That is the topic you are talking about. I'm just telling you, Ifa is out of culture right now, is in humanity. If you believe it or not, you cannot get it in any book. This
what?
Is nature I practice. I practice about nature. And we are the spirit of nature and to nurture it. So anything that's going to negative way of going to anywhere right now is fake. Everything what? Is lost to bring out. But people may not believe this. Everything is negative now. Everything about culture, do this, do that. No, it doesn't work anymore.
Do you
everything
have any... Did you? What was your culture? What did you practice?
Culture. I practice nothing but simple truth to humanity.
What God this did you fake. Serve or what God did your father serve?
I serve nothing but truth.
What's that?
I myself, I'm telling you, I don't talk about what my grandfather did. I wake up, I say, truth is life.
So what is truth? Is in your opinion, what would
my own opinion
be?
Is truth to get everything right.
Yeah, but what truth are we... So, for example, Ifa would be truth, right?
No, Ifa is no more truth as it is right now. Hey. Ifa means Afa in Igbo land.
Yeah, okay.
There's no more practical truth yet. There's no... Everything is in the name of humanity. Afa.
Afa
saves. Afa gives every power in this humanity right now to serve. No other thing to serve than serve your name. If you serve your name, you get things right, like your own name.
How do you serve your name? That's idolatry.
How to serve your name is to prioritize your name, to make sure that you are right.
But to serve your name is idolatry.
No. It's not that thing. It's not idolatry. Because you are talking about God. Every name means God. And God gives you that name to practice that name to get things right in the world. Because without you practicing that name to get it right in the world, nothing would be fair. You understand? So there's nothing like really much about life. Nothing of any book. Book does not explain about truth of life. It just explains something to make them get rich or make them be above humanity. This is what I'm telling you, is what I find out in practicalizing the nature of life. So
everybody
who
doesn't
believe this,
okay. We
will just forget about it. But that is the reality of life today. There's no way to find power in anywhere than you. Today in humanity, anything you call, whether Christ or anybody, is you that will categorize that thing you mean. If you don't do that, it doesn't work anymore.
I'm
so
lost.
That is what I mean.
Okay. Thanks thank you. So the problem with what you're saying is it actually has a lot of problems, because first you say truth and I don't know if there is a supreme truth in your opinion, but then you just go right down to nature. Like, nature is subject to something. So nature is subject to creation. So are you saying we worship the creation, or do you have some comprehension of the creator. So it's a little, I'm not sure. Anyway, let's hear this caller. Welcome to the Lords of Logic.
Hello. Hello, guys.
Yeah. I'm afternoon Abiola. To you. Yeah. Welcome, Abiola.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't get it, but the issue of either if I is certainty or is not, but for me, I don't believe it's certainty anyway.
Why?
If, I don't know if you read the gods are not to be blamed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, that. Secondary school, literature.
Secondary school. If you remember that story very well, they took the person for divination, mm-hmm. for Ifa. If I told them this will happen to the person, but eventually, if I did not provide solution of how they are to avert that evil, eventually they hide the person off the area so that it does not what Ifa said will happen to. I couldn't remember if it is him or her. The woman, I don't want to miss the whole thing together
okay.
now.
So yes. Oh,
eventually, the thing eventually happened.
Okay.
What they said will not happen. Eventually happened.
Oh. Yeah. Was Ifa right in the literature book?
Yeah, Ifa was right.
Okay.
But the issue of being certainty was that Ifa did not provide the solution. Because the thing Ifa said will happen eventually happens.
Yeah, but that's all that Ifa needs to do. It doesn't need to necessarily provide the details.
And if it doesn't provide solution, then the certainty out of it may not actually come true. Because that is where the issue lies.
Do you understand what this is?
Even in our culture.
Even in our culture,
you know, people still take their children to Ifa, mm-hmm. to ask what will happen to this person in the future.
And does it happen?
We not prove. Sometimes, I don't, you know, sometimes
okay.
Yoruba people, they have a way of breaking the rules. Or if they said, the child must not do this, the child must not do that. Eventually, if the child do that, what Ifa said will happen will not happen.
Yeah, but maybe Ifa doesn't provide solutions because Ifa does not determine human choice.
Yeah, so we cannot actually say it is certain.
Okay, I see your argument.
We cannot actually say that everything,
yeah.
If you tell me that if I move forward there, I will fall.
Mm-hmm.
And you did not tell me, okay, for you not to fall, do this.
If you did not provide
a solution.
Then it's not, okay, I get it. Very clear.
Let me quickly add this.
Real quick.
While I was growing up, my father is a driver. He drives all this lorry. Now, we discovered that we love dogs. As we grow dogs in our family, that dog will never give birth. They will die. A vehicle, a car, a lorry, something will just kill the dog.
Okay.
So, and my father, we do sacrifice to all these, Ogun.
Mm-hmm.
Which is common for all these driver people.
Uh-huh.
He will sacrifice a dog. He will do, but that does not stop him from having an accident, and that does not stop our dog from dying.
So even with your father's sacrifices, he was still having accidents, and the dog was still dying.
Yeah, that was what eventually makes him not to drive any longer, because he had this kind of accident and he couldn't recover. And my father is like one big, he has a very big stature, very big one.
He's hefty,
Eventually, we took him here and there, he couldn't just. So, as the more he do those things, the accident is not stopped.
Did Ogun say anything to him?
Our dog never live long.
Wow, but did Ogun say anything? No, it's okay, because it's good, because it's a worthy reference. Did Ogun say anything like, this is why your dogs are dying, and this is why you keep having accidents?
No, Ogun, I don't think Ogun speaks. I don't know. You know, when I was just small, I would just go there, I would see in our village what they would slaughter the dog, you know.
Okay,
I think
well,
I was
you.
There one or two times.
Yeah.
But as I was growing, I couldn't link the two together.
Okay,
you are doing this and the thing is not working. So what is SS?
All right. Well, thank you very much sharing that. Where I think personally that Ifa is broadly probability, and you would love to disagree And so maybe you've heard my conversation with Tunde Adegbola and you might want to chime in, maybe point us to other directions. I'm hoping you would. We'll go off on a break, and when we come back, then we'll further the conversation on 99.3 Nigeria Info's The Lords of Logic. Biodun, call me. Biodun, who's looking for objective reality in faith, call me, please.
Where are the Lords? This is The Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
I have a message here. Samuel says, an Ifa religious practitioner. Oh, nice to meet you and thank you very much. Your name is Samuel Adeshina, Ifa religious practitioner, an apostle of Ifa. Ifa encompasses all areas of human endeavor. It guides and leads humanity to fulfillment of their purposes. So you also have to help us. A caller said that Ifa doesn't give solutions. So can you also correct that impression, please? But your message further reads, it guides and leads humanity to fulfillment of their purposes. Meanwhile, when you practice the religious system, you are automatically in alliance with Ogun, Oshun, Olokun, Obatala, and the rest. I could be invited for elaboration on this. Thank you, Samuel Adeshina. Samuel Adeshina, thank you very much. You say you are a practitioner, and you say meanwhile, when you practice the religious system, you are automatically in alliance with Ogun, Shango, is that it? Olokun, Obatala, and the rest.
Who are the rest?
Okay, so Adeshina, help me as a practitioner. I am of the persuasion that Ifa is probability. It is similar to what the Greeks say about the three fate gods, F-A-T-E. So the Greeks record in mythology that they are fate gods, the gods who attempt to determine the outcome of humanity. So if you have no reference, if you have no understanding of the fate gods according to Greek mythology, is Ifa divination probability or certainty? Help us out. Welcome to the show, The Lords of Logic. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Hello, good afternoon. My name is David.
Thank you for calling, David. Turn off the volume of your radio set.
First time.
Welcome. Thank you.
Go ahead. I've been enjoying the program. I just want to add a little thing that
Real
I
quick,
know.
Go ahead.
I think on my own part, I think Ifa is certain. If you take out the woman's
human error
from it. Yes, ma'am.
Turn off your radio. Turn off your radio, please.
My radio is off.
Okay.
Okay, I think it is certain. Take out the human factor from it. Someone said that maybe Ifa does not give solution. It actually does.
Okay.
I've been able to be in one of those
where you consulted. Did you consult?
Ma'am.
Okay, go. Good.
Yes, ma'am. The thing is that they will tell you that this is the solution to your problem, or this is the solution to the issue you're having. Now, it is not left for you to, if you follow the way, if you do what they ask you to do, you will get the result as they say you will get it. But because we are human beings, nothing is actually certain in life.
Okay.
Except things that are divine, that has to do with God, that human being does not have input in. So far there's human input or human factor in it, it is not 100% certain. Even science, to my belief, it's not 100% certain.
No, anything so science, is science your religion?
Science is not my religion.
Good. So science, of course, is not certain. But we're talking about the certainty of Ifa. I want to trace Ifa. I think Ifa is akin to the three fate gods, in Greek mythology. And it has nothing to do with the divine god. It is like when the Greeks say the humans are a plaything of the gods. It means that there's a subgroup of gods controlling humanity, and I'm trying to get to that. Maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah. Well, it depends on how you are looking at it.
Well, that's why I tell you that it's probability.
Yes, maybe.